Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The third baseman, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carmen Hill. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Carmen Hill. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner bunts towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick takes first base on ball four. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pick moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pick tags and scores. Webb tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields the ball and throws to Hill covering. Safe. Webb scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham strikes out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grantham. Hartnett moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root bunts towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to third for the out. Beck moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hill, and towards Grantham, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wainer is hit by the pitch. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wainer moves to second. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wainer scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wainer scores. Wright moves to second. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Grantham moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Grantham moves to third. Barnhart moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wehner hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to third. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Grantham applying the tag. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Stevenson scores. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gooch. Grimm moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beck strikes out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rhine fields it and throws to home to get Grimm. Hartnett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Root moves to second. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Root scores. Adams moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rhein hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Adame now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grimm is hit by the pitch. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-3 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adame fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez now catching. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gooch hits a pop-up towards short. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Adame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adame fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Webb moves to third. It's 9-3, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gooch for a passed ball. Wilson moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright misplays the ball. That's an error on Wright. Webb scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 10-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 11-3, Cubs. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Cubs. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grimm scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 13-3, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Beck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-4 in the game. Root hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wainer takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wainer moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-4 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer moves to third. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wainer hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wainer scores. Rein moves to third. It's 14-4, Cubs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barnhart takes first base on ball 4. Rein scores. Wainer moves to third. Grantham moves to second. It's 14-5, Cubs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Harris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-4 in the game. Gooch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer scores. Grantham scores. Barnhart moves to third. It's 14-7, Cubs. Kiki Kyler pinch hits for Mike Van Groen. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 14, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.